Hello, this is a message of hope and of healing. It's now been 33 and a half weeks since we found that Josie had rectal cancer, and I ask myself, what do I know? I know that this week I'd like to talk to you a little bit about my Aunt Jerry. My Aunt Jerry was 91 and a half years old, even a little over, when she passed February 15th. And what an incredible woman, and what an incredible life. And I just want to take a moment to share with you a little bit. The last time that I talked to Aunt Jerry in person was just about a week before she fell at her home. And after she fell, when she was in the hospital, she passed about 5 days later. When I stopped by to see her, it was very spur of the moment, but it was, as I know now, very much God nudging me. I just felt an urge to stop by as I drove by. She welcomed me, as she is known to do, looking up at you, because she was of a shorter stature. And arms out, hugging me, we went into the living room and we sat and we talked. But we did it in a way that was different. It was different. That's what I can tell you. I was there and I shared Josie's journey to the point we were right then. I brought her up to date because with the messages that I had been texting out, Aunt Jerry didn't have a cell phone, didn't get those messages. And I also wanted to show her pictures of candles that were lit for Josie. But what I had not done before was share these messages. And I really didn't have the intent of doing that. I just showed her that with everything I had seen, every miracle I had witnessed, that God was calling me to share this comfort and this hope and this peace with others. And I just held my cell phone out, and there's a picture of me on a canoe, the back of my head, that is what comes with the when we upload the message. And there's that little arrow, you know, pointing to the right. You click it and it will start the message. I just was showing her that this is what God is calling in me. And she hit the arrow, and then she took the phone out of my hand. And for the entirety of, some of you will say, very long, 10 or 12 minutes, her hand never moved and she listened to every word. At one point, there was a sound that came out of her. It wasn't a cry. It wasn't I wouldn't say maybe a sob. It just was one moment's sound and then it stopped. But it was different. When the message concluded, I will tell you that Aunt Jerry and I talked as we had never done in my 64 years about faith, about God. I knew of the depth of her love and her devotion, but she shared some things with me. And what I was given to share back with her was just the truth. What God had for her to hear in that moment was said and was delivered and was not of me. I remember coming home and telling Dave that was the most different time I had with her. It wasn't regular. It wasn't us visiting and just sharing our love and family stories. It was me telling her of what I had seen, what I had witnessed, what God's miracles were being shown. And I remember telling her just so simply, what I know. God is real. I know this. I know this as I have never known anything stronger in my life, that God is real and present and loving. And I just needed to share that. I didn't know, of course, in that moment that would be the last time that we would talk like that, have a visit, but I know now what God was calling me to give Aunt Jerry at that moment. Because my eyes have been opened, it has not passed by me. I know that I think about when someone passes and you've known that person for however long, there is something very special about someone who you have known since the day you were born. They have been a part of your life. You've not known life on this earth without them. It is kind of how your world is defined, because you've never known an earthly world without them in it. And so when someone, and think of anyone in your life that you know like this, passes, it is deeply moving, because it has moved you to a new place on earth, a world here without them with you. And I remember thinking about that and thinking about Aunt Jerry. And then it was very quickly after that, that it was totally delivered to me that that is what God is to me. That is what He has given me in Jesus. Before I was even born, I was known forever in my life, not only defining my life, but being defined by that faith in my life, being defined, being led by the one who knows you before you were even born. So as others in our life that we love so deeply pass and are still in our life in spirit, it is God who has always, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, been consistent, been faithful, been present. We just need to turn. We just need to accept what is being given. We just need to know. I'm going to read a scripture right now. It is Ephesians 3, and it's 16 through 19. And it says, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and how long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all of the fullness of God. Amen. I know too that upon Aunt Jerry's death, many of us look to ourselves and how we weren't there when she fell, and that was a painful realization to us. But there are two things that are being delivered. One is that Aunt Jerry wasn't alone. In no part of that was she alone. God was with her. She was comforted. She was rooted. She was strengthened. She was loved. She was not alone. I know this. And then through Josie, who has been through a lot and who God has given a lot more, when I shared, you know, that feeling, she shared this, and it was just so powerful. I want to share it with you. You apply it to the places in your life where you are torturing yourself with hurt. When I said there was a concern that we just weren't there, you know, that people were feeling that and feeling that pain and that regret and torturing themselves, Josie said, you cannot do that. You're not allowed to pull the thorn out of the roses and just torture yourself with the pain. You have to look at the whole picture. How was Aunt Jerry able to live a productive, fulfilling life independently in her own home for 91 and a half years without the support of those that loved her and that showed her and that gave her what she needed to remain there. When you pull out a piece out of a book, when you pull out a sentence, when you pull out a word, you're not lifting the story. You're lifting something out of context, and you're doing it so it doesn't make sense. That's why they always say, read a few passages before the passage you're looking at in the Bible and a couple after. See where it is in context. You cannot lift out one painful sentence out of the story of Aunt Jerry's life. You can't do that. You've got to look at the book, the beauty that is her life. That is what God is offering. That is the truth. Think of your own life. And if you are doing that, if you are pulling one moment where maybe you weren't right there and you are saying, this is what I will hang my hat on. This is what I will focus on. That's not of God. It's not. God wants you to see the full picture. He wants you to see the whole bouquet of roses and not pull out the thorn of pain. That's not a gift from God. Today, in this day, hear that. Hear that truth and be thankful. Amen. I always say, I can do all things through God who gives me strength. Amen. In Philippians 4:13, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this day. We thank you for the gift of your Son. We thank you for the gift of truth and of peace that passes all understanding. We thank you that you open our eyes, that the veils are dropped from our face, and that we can see the glory and the riches that are ours for the taking, that are ours because you give them to us, that are ours, that we know that by the grace of God we are healed, that by the grace of God Josie is healed. We know this, and we are thankful, and we are humbled, and we are awed, and we come to you today. We come to you for your help, and for your love, and for your Son. And it's in the name of your blessed and beloved Son, our Savior, we pray, Jesus Christ. Amen.